With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Speaking at a rally today in North Carolina, former President Donald Trump vowed to tackle the nation's problems if reelected.
With your vote on Tuesday, I will end inflation. I will stop the invasion of criminals coming into your country. Your country is under siege. We have criminals of all variety, murderers, drug dealers.
And he spoke of the assassination attempts on his life.
I put everything on the line for you, and including my life itself. I mean, in all fairness, I don't talk about it, but I did. And I need you to do one thing. We don't want your money. I don't want any money. I don't want anything. All we want is one simple thing. Get out on Tuesday.
Also at SRNNews.com, Britain's Conservative Party has elected Kima Beta Nock as its new leader, and she becomes the first black woman to ever hold the office.
She replaces former Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who in July led the Conservatives to their worst election result since 1832. Beta Nock is a former software engineer who has pledged to rewire, reboot, and reprogram the British state.
That is correspondent Rika Ann Garcia. An Israeli court is considering whether to lift a gag order on a case surrounding suspected leaks of classified information from an associate of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Critics say they were aimed at giving him political cover as Gaza ceasefire talks ground to a halt. Netanyahu has sharply denied any wrongdoing. Michigan authorities say 4 people have been killed, 17 injured, when a semi crashed into more than a dozen vehicles. Traffic had been stopped temporarily while crews are working on power lines nearby. This is SRN News. Well, Latinos are the fastest growing group of American evangelicals.
According to the Pew Research Center, 15% of them identify as evangelical Protestants now. They are an influential voting bloc, particularly in swing states, and both parties are vying for their votes in a year when margins are expected to be thin. Among all evangelicals, Latinos are the fastest growing group. About 50% of them identify as Republicans, 44% Democrat. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nationally, Catholic voters have been a crucial swing in recent presidential elections. This year, in the vital state of Pennsylvania, they'll likely comprise at least a quarter of the electorate, thus play a pivotal role in deciding the overall outcome. Many are supporting Donald Trump, citing Kamala Harris' support for abortion and the LGBT agenda. Catholics are becoming a critical part of the voting for the former president. This is SRN News. Well, some people who took a new schizophrenia drug for 1 year improved with only a few side effects.
However, many dropped out of the research. Schizophrenia is a severe mental illness that can cause people to hear voices, feel paranoid, and withdraw from others. Bristol Myers Squibb's Cobenfy was approved by the FDA in September. There's been great hope among doctors because the drug acts in the brain differently from other schizophrenia medicines. The latest results presented at a medical meeting in Boston come from 2-year-long studies. John Scott reporting.
President Biden declaring a major disaster area in southeast New Mexico. Historic flooding there killing 2 people, forced the rescue of more than 300 others late last month. The declaration makes federal funding available to residents in Chaves County. Mayor Tim Jennings calls it a 500-year flood. More details at SRNNews.com.